chute parden dawa trapa tenyi je tsambarin zepe tenyi oma lan jope dudon lorde chishenis.
Donc, parmi les nombreuses branches de l'enseignement, Rinpoche va ce soir enseigner le texte qui s'appelle L'introduction de la voie, à la voie du milieu de Chalakotri, et de façon résumée.
Tela sa cho tang haru da simba cho jardi khe par saval le tereng kam der sa yepa tang tsuyendu ji haru da simba jardi khe par saval le.
Donc, parmi cette exposé principalement basé sur l'application des 10 terres de Bodhisattva et des perfections transcendantes qui leur correspondent. Et donc ce soir, parmi ces 10 terres de Bodhisattva,
the book written by Chandrakirti is principally divided into 10 chapters which correspond to the 10 levels of the Bodhisattvas. And the 10 levels of the Bodhisattvas has a parameter which corresponds to it. And tonight we're talking about the fourth of the levels of the Bodhisattva, and the parameter which corresponds to this is the parameter of enthusiasm or enthusiastic perseverance.
Then is sa yepen sinji chebar de la sa yebala un thoba se
is the radiation of light. It's very close to the name of the level before, which we call the illuminator, the illuminating light, and perhaps this is even stronger.
Tene sa yebal hon thwa se goje kandere se na nyamja to chu tamje je ne lo tong ba ni la yor yor jin ju tu ba ni wa ri che ba chor je nyam bri ja ba te ji ba re ji thok je kap so tene tanda ode nyongo yere karra sana sa sumbala saun dawe hi je nawa jong re yere saun sang go na ko ta ante yo tele lak be se sa ye pa le tele lak be o tan den be tin won thoba se yare se tele lak bo we nang jong cha ni o nang ang san nang jong cha ni te sa ye pa le won thoba se yare se
e don.
And why is, or how does the name of this level come about? In this context, Rinpoche says that as far as the absorption of the bodhisattvas are concerned, then from the first level to the fourth level bodhisattvas, in the absorption phase, their realization is exactly the same. That is to say that they have all realized the nature of their mind, which is free from conceptualization and is the voidness. But as far as the post-meditation phase goes, then their realization is different. And last time we said that the Bodhisattva who's reached the third level of realization has already given rise to the light of awareness. So in this Bodhisattva, it's like a seed. And we call this Bodhisattva the illuminator. And in this fourth level, this awareness, and the light of this awareness has begun to grow, and it is stronger. And so the name of this level is the radiator.
Then sa yeba kavso pharo de simba kye nani tsundu je pharo de simba nyamlin chodu je ba thobgo yere, thobare.
And the parameter which corresponds to this level is the perfection of enthusiastic perseverance.
The tsundu jung over the gave a la trova the tsundu jung over this.
And the essence or the nature of this enthusiastic perseverance is to delight in virtuous practice.
되네 연대 탐제 존주제 존주요나 단다 존주요나 투상 공부 히랍라서 비연대 탐제 용그레스 존주데 메바이나 투상 공부 연대 용그마레스
And when one develops this enthusiastic perseverance, then the three qualities of the three wisdoms develop. And that is to say the wisdom of listening, the wisdom of reflection, and the wisdom of meditation. And when one doesn't have this enthusiastic perseverance, then these three wisdoms don't arise. Similarly, if one has enthusiastic perseverance, then the two accumulations of merit and of awareness will arise, but without this enthusiastic perseverance, then one doesn't have these, or one will not gain these two accumulations. And what is opposing or unfavorable for enthusiastic perseverance is laziness.
Lelo seje de kandere sena thupa tan samba gomba thusang gomsong kangge kapsi ina yang lelo seje de danda yong samendo yuma jisu kale sego samya tela lelo seje.
And what constitutes laziness, it is always having the thought towards whatever one's going to do. Particularly, Rinpoche talked about these three kinds of wisdom, the wisdom of reflection, of listening, reflection, and meditation. It's always thinking, in the future I will do it. I will practice it sometime later. So when one practices these three processes of listening, reflecting and meditating, then one should never let one's enthusiasm or one's enthusiastic perseverance wane, degenerate, deteriorate. And the person who is practicing these three processes, then if his enthusiasm deteriorates, then he will never achieve the final state of these three processes. If one takes the example of the case of somebody who's practicing the first of these three types of wisdom, which is the wisdom of listening, then if he desires this wisdom, but fails to develop this enthusiastic perseverance, then he will never achieve his
goal.
And the motivation that should accompany these three practices of the three wisdoms is to think that one wishes to attain the state of all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, and that in order to do this, one has to have this enthusiastic perseverance.
And
There are two types of enthusiastic perseverance. The first is of the worldly type, and the second is that which goes beyond the worldly, or the transcendent. And what constitutes the worldly type of enthusiastic perseverance is the perseverance which is associated with three factors. And these three factors we talked about last time as being the belief in substantial existence of a person who is practicing, of a task that is being practiced, or something towards which one is applying oneself, and the process of application itself. And when one believes that these three things are real, then this is worldly practice. The practice of perseverance, which is super mundane or which has transcended the worldly, is devoid of these three factors. In other words, it's the practice which knows that the person who is practicing has no substantial existence, that the task or the object of one's practice is also devoid of any substantial existence or substantial reality, and the actual act of practicing, or the means that are employed in practicing this enthusiastic perseverance, is also void.
The tanda sa yepa tan zun de je nyamne jan den ba simji yepa ton do de ji hyu tsar ban yis.
And that completes the fourth chapter of the book, the introduction to the middle way. The fourth chapter being the chapter on the fourth level of the Bodhisattva, which accords with the practice of enthusiastic perseverance.
Roja Jembe Kazetam. Yeah.